Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols is a longtime super fan of the group we're about to hear. So are Beck and Björk and Jack Antonoff. Sparks is their name. They've been making music together for 5 decades, largely under the radar. A new documentary is just out now, and a film comes out today that features their music. Here's Allison McCabe with a brief history of your favorite band's favorite band.
Brothers Ron and Russell Mail grew up in sunny California in the 1960s. The Beach Boys were huge, the folk rock scene too, but Ron Mail says their taste leaned in a different direction.
We just thought that bands from the U.S. in general were just really boring and they didn't represent what we felt pop music should be.
Ron played keyboards, Russell sang. They called themselves Half Nelson. Their demo caught the attention of Todd Rundgren, who would eventually produce their 1971 debut. The album was hailed by critics, but it didn't chart. Renaming themselves Sparks, the Mail Brothers decamped for England in search of a more receptive audience.
We actually were passionate about the British bands. In particular, at that time, was bands like the early Who and the early Kinks and the Move. The visuals were something that was really important to them, and the music was like really flashy.
Sparks' 1974 release, Kimono My House, spawned 2 top 10 UK singles. This song ain't big enough for the both of us. When Sparks appeared on Top of the Pops, filmmaker Edgar Wright says they made a big impression.
Russell is conventionally handsome, but quite androgynous and like sort of strutting around wearing like a lady's blouse. Ron is like, has this toothbrush moustache. And he's got his hair slicked back. So he kind of looks like a sort of like a creepy substitute teacher who's wandered onto the TV. And then on top of that, he's staring down the lens at the audience at home, unsmiling.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, Sparks wasn't embraced by the mainstream.
They were sort of like provocateurs, in a sense. You know, you can kind of see the seeds of like punk rock in what they were doing. There was something a bit shocking about it. And coupled with their sound was sort of too much for some people to take in.
In 1976, Ron and Russell Mail returned to the U.S. After a brief foray into heavier rock, they enlisted producer Giorgio Moroder for their 1979 album, Number One in Heaven. Critic David Fear says the release set the scene for English synth-pop duos, such as Erasure and Pet Shop Boys.
It's like a Sparks version of disco, which means that the songwriting's beautiful and a little weird. And it starts them basically not even being ahead of the curve so much as constructing the actual curve, sort of one piece of road at the time.
In 1983, Sparks scored a top 50 American hit with the song Cool Places, a New Wave-inspired collaboration with Jane Wedlin of the Go-Go's. With more than 24 albums to its credit, Sparks has pioneered various styles and sounds, yet remains somewhat obscure. Perhaps that's about to change. Edgar Wright's new documentary, The Sparks Brothers, is a star-studded love letter to the band, a celebration of its offbeat originality. Sparks penned a new song for the movie, returning the director's affection. Documentary film fanfare. Edgar Wright film fanfare. The Mail Brothers have also teamed up with the French director, Léos Carax, on an unconventional musical film, Annette, starring Adam Driver and Marianne Cotillard. After opening this year's Cannes Film Festival, it's coming to U.S. theaters on August 6th. So may we start. Russell Mail says he hopes the exposure will turn new audiences onto Sparks music, but where to begin is another matter.
Just go out and get all 72 of those albums.
For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe. We may agree, so may we start.